You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. Online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. The boys of summer are spending some time in the Sunshine State before scattering across the country at the beginning of next month to begin the official baseball season. Those attending the Mets versus National game in Port St. Lucie on Saturday will have an opportunity to learn about keeping safe from the sun. It's part of a partnership between the Tampa Bay Rays and Moffitt Cancer Center called Spring Swing. Coordinator Lizette Robles of Moffitt joins us now.
Actually, are in the sixth year of our partnership between Major League Baseball and Moffitt Cancer Center. Spring Swing is actually a partnership between Moffitt and the Tampa Bay Rays, where we visit different spring training venues around the state of Florida and perform free skin cancer screenings to baseball fans. So, like I said, it's the sixth year for the program. We've actually screened more than 2,800 baseball fans, and we've discovered over 600 suspicious cancer lesions.
What is involved in getting a cancer screening at a baseball game?
Well, we actually bring our 40-foot screening bus to all of the stops around the state. The screening bus actually has private rooms. So we take Moffitt physicians and nurses and also partners with our affiliate locations. And all of the staff is actually specialized in skin cancer and dermatology. So anyone who comes to receive one of the screenings, they'll be having their moles checked out, anything that they are concerned about with their skin, and they can actually go into our private rooms aboard the bus.
And, you know, it's always good to have that awareness. I had my son at his high school baseball game. It was not warm. I was not thinking about the sun, but I was out there, and by the time I came home, they're looking at me, oh, you got sunburned today. It's like, oh, I didn't even think about that.
Absolutely. Well, it's so easy to forget just because you're being a Floridian, you're used to being out in the sun, you know, you don't really think about it. So it's a great opportunity to remind people that even if it's not warm or even if the sun it's not shining brightly, it's still absolutely possible to be exposed to the sun. Skin cancer is actually it is the most common type of cancer in the United States, in that one in five people actually develop some form of the disease throughout the course of their lifetime.
So as we head out to the Mets Nationals game this weekend or any of our other activities in the area here, what are sensible precautions we can take against the sun?
Well, Moffitt experts definitely recommend a few tips to help protect yourself from the sun. Of course, we try and recommend people staying out of the sun when it's at its highest peak, which is typically during the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Although, of course, if you're out at a baseball park and out in the sun, that's not exactly an option. But in that case, we recommend that people wear protective clothing like long sleeve shirts, sunglasses, wide brim hat. That's something that covers your ears, a little bit wider, of course, than just a baseball cap. Of course, wearing sunscreen. We recommend water-resistant sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30, and absolutely reapplying it often. So every 2 hours, or if you're out swimming, or you know, if you're outside playing sports, it's a good idea to reapply it since you're sweating and whatnot.
We'll have a link to more skin cancer information from Moffitt on our website, WQCS.org. The screenings at this Saturday's Mets versus Nationals game will be held from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. Game time is 1:10. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.